This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Today is a good example of the back and forth nature of this market. When you get into harvest, it's really kind of chopping around. I think it'll chop higher into the midpoint of harvest and then establish a pretty good uptrend. But for now, harvest pressure is pretty extreme. Today's a good example. Beans right now are down 11. Earlier this morning, they were up about 12 or 13 and had about a 23 cent break in their day. Again, it's just harvest pressure. It's farmers maybe selling grain off the combine, get rid of their old grain to make room for the new. And it all adds up to pretty good pressure on the market from time to time. But the market's got the excellent tailwinds as well, including the very dry conditions in South America and in Russia, which is hampering their planting efforts. The late dry here in the U.S., the central U.S., has taken the top end off these yields in corn and beans. We've got several reasons to short cover. The one would be the end of the month, end of the quarter on Monday, even up in front of that. And also, of course, the biggie is the election in about 40 days, really too close to call right now, and people maybe not willing to take positions into that.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We will look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
December corn down 2 even at 413 and a quarter. November soybeans down 12 and a quarter at 1041 even. October soybean meal down 190 at 324.20. On the Merck, October live cattle up $1.05 at 184.10. October feeder cattle up 90 at 246.92. October lean hogs down 45 cents at 82.02. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.